Welcome back to Through the Word. I'm your host, Peyton Jones, and today we'll be in Acts chapter 10, where the gospel goes global. All of us have either been asked or asked ourselves the following question. What does God do with those that have never heard of Jesus? What does he do for them? Does he just leave them to find their way, or does he intervene for those who are truly seeking for truth and answers? You've already heard about God reaching Syria in chapter 8. That was specimen A. And specimen B was God reaching the Ethiopian eunuch in that chapter. And of course, there are multiple examples of Jesus reaching people outside of Israel, such as the people of Caesarea, the Phoenician woman, and the woman at the well. Bottom line, God cares for everyone. And Acts chapter 10 introduces us to specimen C, Cornelius. Let's find out who he is in verse 1. At Caesarea, there was a man named Cornelius, a centurion in what was known as the Italian regiment. He and all his family were devout and God-fearing. He gave generously to those in need and prayed to God regularly. Cornelius was devout and God-fearing, meaning he had probably been moving toward the God of Israel, finding beauty and wonder in Israel's worship, so different from the paganism of his homeland. Being a centurion, he had wealth and power, and being Italian, he was connected. But he also possessed a huge dose of humility. Not only did he bow himself to God, seeking him in prayer, as we're told, asking him to reveal himself, he also gave to the poor and needy. And Jesus said, "Seek and you shall find, when you seek with all your heart." And in verse 3, Cornelius finds. One day, at about 3 in the afternoon, he had a vision. He distinctly saw an angel of God who came to him and said, "Cornelius." Cornelius stared at him in fear. "What is it, Lord?" he asked. The angel answered, "Your prayers and gifts to the poor have come up as a memorial offering before God." Wow, did you catch that? His prayers and gifts came up as a memorial offering. In other words, Cornelius' devotion got God's attention. The angel is telling him his messages have been received and God would send a response. But what would that response be? Well, he'll have to wait to hear the message Peter is going to bring. Hint, it's the gospel. Meanwhile, the angel tells Cornelius to send for Peter at his secret hideout in Joppa. Meanwhile, in Joppa, God has to work on Peter to get him ready for this huge shift, where the gospel is going to go from being a scattered faith in a Jewish savior to going worldwide. The ends of the earth, remember? This is it. This is where it's really getting ready to happen. You see, Peter goes up on the rooftop terrace in Joppa at the house of Simon the Tanner, where there's a comfy bed under an awning, and Peter dozes off into a lucid dream about eating things that the Jewish faith forbade. Verse 11. He saw heaven open and something like a large sheet being let down to earth by its four corners. It contained all kinds of four-footed animals, as well as reptiles and birds. Then a voice told him, "Get up, Peter. Kill and eat." "Surely not, Lord," Peter replied. "I have never eaten anything impure or unclean." The voice spoke to him a second time, "Do not call anything impure that God has made clean." This happened three times, and immediately the sheet was taken back to heaven. As soon as he wakes up, a voice is shouting below, "Is this where Peter is staying?" While Peter was still thinking about the vision, the Spirit said to him, "Simon, three men are looking for you. So get up and go downstairs. Do not hesitate to go with them, for I have sent them." So Peter goes, and he prepares to eat unclean food and welcome unclean Gentile animals into the family of God. Let's pick up again in verse 25. As Peter entered the house, Cornelius met him and fell at his feet in reverence. But Peter made him get up. "Stand up," he said. "I'm only a man myself." While talking with him, Peter went inside and found a large gathering of people. He said to them, "You are well aware that it is against our law for a Jew to associate with or visit a Gentile. But God has shown me that I should not call anyone impure or unclean. So when I was sent for, I came without raising any objection. May I ask why you sent for me?" You can read Cornelius retelling his story, but in verse 34, Peter responds, "Then Peter began to speak. I now realize how true it is that God does not show favoritism, but accepts from every nation the one who fears him and does what is right." Okay, listener, if you've been wondering, what's all this not eating certain foods? What's that all about? Well, in the Old Testament, God gave his people dietary restrictions to keep them from eating with Gentiles, because Gentiles were pagans, and God didn't want his people to become seduced by paganism. So he kept his people separate from the pagans. But now the tables have turned. Eating with pagans would become the way to influence them with the gospel. Peter preaches the gospel of Christ crucified and raised from the dead and tells them that they can either be judged for their sins at the judgment day or have their sins forgiven now. But enter specimen D, the unpredictable factor in any equation, the Holy Spirit. Verse 44. While Peter was still speaking these words, the Holy Spirit came on all who heard the message. The circumcised believers who had come with Peter were astonished that the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out even on the Gentiles, for they heard them speaking in tongues and praising God. Then Peter said, "Surely no one can stand in the way of their being baptized with water. They've received the Holy Spirit, just as we have." So he ordered that they be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. Then they asked Peter to stay with them for a few days. Boom! Heaven flings its gates wide open in a tangible way. The proof is the Holy Spirit being given to the Gentiles just as it was to the apostles on Pentecost. And this is good news. All are to be received by the apostles because all are being received by God. And with that, the entire book of Acts swings its view away from the Jews from chapter 10 and onto the Gentiles from here forward as the gospel rides out to conquer the pagan world for the risen Lord Jesus.
Join us next time as we continue the journey one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the word.